I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Helping People on Chico Now on KKXX Radio, 104.5 FM, 930 AM. And I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. And I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. Oh, that is a mouthful. Okay, so today we are going to talk about the way that we frame things in our lives. So I had been talking to one of my girlfriends a long time ago, and something that she said to me stuck. And she said, "Jessica, you must have the most fun life." And I think that was around the time I was going to grad school, so it's probably been the better part of a decade that she said that, and it has stuck with me. I don't know if those were her exact words. "Jessica, you must have the funnest life," or something like that. And I thought I'd share that with you guys today, because that's one of the reasons why I feel called to be a therapist. We go to therapy because we want to get out of our slump or whatever's happening in our life or our marriage or what have you. And some therapists look at their job is to mitigate the hardship. So to pull you back out of the hardship and bring you to neutral. But I don't really stop there. My goal is to bring you out of hardship or bring you out of neutral and help you find joy. I really truly believe that's what God wants for us. He didn't put us on this earth just to go through in a state of ambivalence or to go through trying to get ourselves out of the quicksand and just struggling to maintain. He wants us to have joy, abundance of joy. And a lot of us know the words of abundance of joy, but we don't actually know how to embody that. And so I was talking to the station manager, trying to think, what is my topic going to be today? Because I just kind of wing it every week. And it probably could be more professional and come up with some topics ahead of time, but that's just not how I roll. And so we came up with joy. And so that makes me think of this homework assignment I gave to a gentleman. We've been working together for quite a long while, and he's starting to make some strides, and he's just amazing. He's just an amazing guy. And he's starting to come out of that feeling of quicksand and feel more closer, a little bit closer to neutral. And so now, before he's fully in neutral, I want him to start striving toward joy. You know, go strive a couple steps ahead of where you are, right? And so his homework assignment was to take anything that happened in his life and turn it into a comedic story. So just a comedic anecdote. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have to be a sad thing or a negative thing. It could be just a boring thing. It is what it is. It could be a positive thing, whatever it is. I just want him to acquire that skill of reframing into comedy. And there's a reason for that. And I'm going to get to that reason shortly. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to backtrack a little bit and tell you why my friend had said, "Jessica, you must have the funnest life." And I know funnest isn't really a word, but I'm pretty sure that's the word she used. So I was telling her this story. And I'm going to tell you guys the story. I was about 26 or so. I'm 38 now, so it's about a little over a decade ago. And I worked at North Valley Bank up in Reading in the commercial lending. And my coworker, Star, had been having just a bad day. every day for the past few days. Just she comes to work and she's grumpy and everything is going wrong in her personal life and she can't meet her deadlines here in her professional life and she was feeling overwhelmed. And so I had a little bit of extra time on this particular day and I stopped at the Safeway downtown and they have a Starbucks in there and it was pretty new and I grabbed us both Frappuccinos and as I was leaving, I was wearing a dress and I have my big clunky purse on and a Frappuccino in each hand and it's a sunny day and I walk out and while it's sunny, it's still kind of winterish and it was windy. And so now I'm walking like kind of like a duck trying to hold down my skirt and balance the Frappuccinos and make sure my purse stops falling off my shoulders and all of it, trying to get to my car and trying not to be late to work. And I get to the car, I make it, I get there. I put the Frappuccinos on the hood of the car and fish through my purse for my keys and I unlock the door and open the door and they come tumbling down all over me. Literally from about probably my face down in my hair, all over my cute little work skirt suit, down my nylons, because I wore nylons all the time back then, into my shoes, everywhere. It was two full Frappuccinos all over me, probably in my purse. And this guy in this giant truck, and I was single. Oh, what happens with the guy in the giant truck? Commercial break, cliffhanger. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute and I'll finish the story, promise. Please stay tuned, listen to the commercials. They're fantastic and we'll be right back. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Now and Chico Creek Counseling.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And remember, anything we talk about on the radio station is not to be construed with a substitution for attending your own personal psychotherapy sessions. A 30-minute radio station cannot substitute for therapy. If there's anything that triggers you today or you want to work on in your own life, please feel free to contact me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com or somebody in your local area. Okay, so we were talking about, the story with the Starbucks. So when we left, the Starbucks had just fallen everywhere, all over me, all over my hair, in my outfit, in my shoes, probably in my purse. And as I'm standing there, still stunned, because I think I probably had about 5 minutes to get to work. I had a little extra time to go to Starbucks, but not enough extra time. I just was going to risk it. And maybe they won't notice I rolled in 5 minutes late. And now every good deed goes unpunished. Every good deed doesn't go unpunished. I am wearing two Frappuccinos. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I was single. I was a single mom at that time. And up comes this big white truck with this really handsome man in it. And he rolls down his window and he asks me if I'd like some napkins. And I'm just still stunned, trying to think of, like, what do I do? Do I go home and change? Do I go buy more Frappuccinos? Do I go to work? How did this happen? Why did I not think about getting the Frappuccinos off the roof of the car? Like, it's all kind of swirling all at once in, like, that nanosecond. And now here's this stranger, this interloper, like, putting himself right in the middle of it, asking me if I want napkins. And I look over and he's really handsome. And all I can think of saying is like, yes, please. And he hands me the napkins in his glove box, which is like four Burger King napkins or some of those tiny little things. And I'm looking at them thinking, how are these going to fix this? So I just kind of half get myself together and I get in the car and I just kind of zombie drive my way back to work thinking, oh my gosh, of course, this is what happens to me when I go do something nice. And but I'm kind of laughing about it, but still kind of stunned. And then I walk into work and I am drenched and everybody's, what happened? What happened? And they're all so concerned. And I just walk back to Star's office and I hand her like one third of a Frappuccino and I laugh about it and I tell the story and the boss comes in and she's laughing and she tells me to go home and change that I don't have to sit in that all day. And she's super nice. But the moral of the story is when I told that story to Karen and when I told you guys just now, did you hear the laughter in my voice? Could you tell I'm smiling while I tell the story and the reminiscing? And the reason that I smile while I tell the story and then I reminisce is because when it happened, while I was stunned at first, like just shocked, my mind just turned off. When it turned back on, I laughed about it and I said, only me. No good deed goes unpunished. And I said it in that tone of voice and I shook my head like, oh, Jessica, that's like that boyfriend who called me the absent-minded professor, smartest girl I know, also the flightiest girl. So, oh, Jessica. And the reason that it didn't traumatize me and I don't think back on that experience with horror or shame or embarrassment or is because in that moment, I had a choice. I had a choice to think, oh, what is wrong with me? I can't do anything right. This is what I get. This is what I get for trying to go out of my way for somebody. I'm never doing that again. Oh, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Oh, everybody at work is going to think I'm a klutz. Everybody at work is going to judge me. Oh my gosh. No, that's not what happened, right? Even if I would have walked in there embarrassed, everybody didn't judge me. I had already proven my intellect and my worth to the company. Nobody was judging me. But I had a choice on how I looked at the situation. And what does that say for the life that I'm living? When I'm an old lady and I look back at my life, am I going to look back and think I just had this horrible life full of strife, full of horror and embarrassment, and I could never do anything right? Or am I going to look back on my life and think there were some really crazy adventures and some times in my life that weren't necessarily adventurous, but were pretty silly. And I did have a good life.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. And I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. You can find me and learn more about my colleagues and I at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. And if you call us for an appointment, please let us know that you heard about us on the radio station. Thank you. Okay, so my story is when I look back at my life and I think, did I have a good life? Or did I have a life full of people didn't respect me? I was embarrassed all the time. I was scared to step out on a limb. I won't. I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to have those memories. And I could. The story about the coffee, I could remember that situation being so embarrassing. I could remember that day being so hard and starting out all wrong. That was just the hardest day and it started out all wrong. But I don't. I don't look at it that way. And I'm telling you this because you have a choice too. Every single day. It's not just about the big things. And when you practice on the little things, when you practice on those silly little moments where something goes wrong, where you're cooking and you're cleaning up after yourself and everything just kind of seems to be going just right, and then you drop the half a dozen eggs that were left in the carton on your way from the counter into the fridge, and now you've got this egg mess and you're out of eggs and you're going to have to go to the grocery store to get more eggs to finish the project you're doing, and now dinner's going to be late. You have a choice on how to look at that situation. And while you can validate in that moment, like, oh my gosh, this is so frustrating. This is a nightmare for this moment. Like, I can't believe I did that. And then snap around, do the reframe, say that, okay, but you know, worst things could happen. Worst thing could happen would be that I made the whole entire recipe and then forgot to put the timer on and burned it all and had to start from scratch. So at least I only need to go get eggs and do a little bit of mopping. Like, it could be worse. So my homework for you guys out there today is to learn how to find the comedic story. Learn how to reframe what it is that's going on in your life. So in the morning you get up and you get up a little bit late. Find the story in that. If you forgot to do laundry and there's nothing clean to wear, find the story in that. Your little one has to poop as it's time to walk out the door, making them late to school and you late to work. Find the story in that. There is always a way to reframe the story. It's changing your narrative. Because in the grand scheme of things, when you go back and you reflect your day, you can reflect how hard your day was, or how hard your week was, or how hard your weekend was. Or you can reflect all of the ways that you saved it, or all of the ways that it went well. And while there are some things you can't reframe, a spouse is unfaithful, that's horrible. You're struggling with addiction, or someone you love is struggling with addiction. That's really hard. That's something that can't be reframed very easily and maybe shouldn't be. Maybe it shouldn't be reframed. You could reframe how strong you are to avoid addiction. You can reframe how hard it is to have tough love for the person who's in their addiction. You can do anything in that regard, but some things just can't be reframed. What I want you to do, though, is focus on the little things of the day right now. Because when the big things happen and the hard things happen, if you're already in the practice of reframing the little things, when the big things happen, you'll be able to reframe some of the components of those big things. Okay, so, and you don't need to reframe them into comedy when the big things happen, but you'll be already astute at looking for, what are the things that I can control? What are the things that I can look at differently? How can I handle this in a way that will make me have a better life or a happier life? And you might think, this will never be handled in a way that makes me have a happier life. This is the worst thing that could have ever happened. And maybe sometimes that is the worst thing that could have ever happened. And that's true. And those are the times where you lean on the people you care about. And those are the times you need your comfort zone and you need them to help you look at things, look at the things you can control. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about the everyday, day-to-day things. Where did it go awry? What could have gone differently? Sitting down at the end of the day and say, what could I have done differently, or what things could have been done differently? And then finding a way to reframe it so it's a comedy. Or try telling the story to somebody and put the emphasis in the weird places. When I told you that story, I put the emphasis on, and I was trying to hold my skirt down while I was holding the Frappuccino and my purse was falling off my shoulders. That was something that when it was happening, it was really annoying and frustrating, but it wasn't like the main point of the story, right? But I'm focusing on that, focusing on the comedy of that, because focusing on too much of my emotions about the story, about the negative emotions, that is beside the point, and that doesn't serve any purposes. It doesn't serve the purpose in making me have a good life. Okay, so don't minimize the big things, but just practice reframing what's happening in your life right now. do the mundane and do the slightly annoying as you get started. This is Jessica Wilkerson.